Now, guys. Yeah. What again? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and this is the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a lot of guests today. We've been riding solo for a little while, but now we've made up in spades. Now, I have the mics on. Do y'all want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. My name's Amel.
We're sharing a mic. My name is Hannah.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome, guys. You guys didn't pick DJ names, and that's okay. It's a really interesting social experiment to see, like, if people decide to, like, make up monikers for themselves.
Can I be DJ Funky Sauce?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do what you please.
We go around and we'll, like, reintroduce ourselves.
We can run through, yeah, music. Anyway, here we go. You just started listening to Prom King by Skylar Spence from his album Prom King, first one after not being St. Pepsi. We got a bunch of music, we got a bunch of requests, and hopefully you guys enjoy. Here we go.
Don't got no degree.
All right, here we go. I like how you guys are all so, like, good with the headphones. Like,
I appreciate that.
So, fun fact, during training, they tell you, like, hey, you should put on your headphones so you can hear what you're saying, and, you know, if you forget to turn on a switch, you understand that. I kind of... They're next to me.
It's okay.
You tried your best.
We trust you. You can project.
See, I project a lot of things, even on other people. Anyway, okay, so what you guys just listened to was Beach Fossils, but Down the Line from their premiere album, Somersault, and then follow up with Peter Bjorn and John's newest album. Well, I don't know their newest album, but this is their single Every Other Night. They kind of sound similar, and it's okay. I kind of feel bad for Peter, Bjorn, and John, because, like, I think the only way people know their music is young folks.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should know.
You know the hipster song with the whistling?
Which one?
There's a lot.
It's barely registered.
You're very welcome.
Okay, yeah, we're getting there, but I'm going to say I do know it, but...
That's what I do all the time. Yeah.
Gotta just get by.
Yeah. I had a friend. He's just a math major, but we had the same class, and he showed me this math meme, and it was before I took the class where this would be relevant. But you know the pineapple apple pen thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, something called injections and bijections in, like, doing proofs for math. And then, injections, surjections, and bijections. And we're not doing this right now. I don't think I could do it for you.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. But if you could, something that's injective and surjective is bijective. So we had the pineapple apple pen meme, but it was, I have a surjection.
Oh, I love that.
I have an injection. Now I have a bijection. And I just laughed.
Interjection.
Exactly.
You're but like, haha, I know that.
Yeah, that's exactly it, because I didn't want to have any face. But the thing is, 2 weeks later, I'm like, hey, guys, what's an injection? And he's right there, and he goes, Rose, did I show you that meme?
I showed you my memes.
I trusted you.
And my friend looked at me, and he was an engineer, and he looked at me and went, it's okay, Rose. I do that all the time with jokes, too.
Oh, we all do it. It's okay.
Yeah. You just don't want to be shown up. Like, you don't want to be like, yeah, I don't know my own major. Please.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but don't worry.
I'm not a mathematician. I just play one on TV. Anyway, do you guys want DJ names now? Did you guys think?
No, I don't have one.
You want one?
DJ, I don't have one.
DJ No Name? I actually like that. Yeah.
That's very good.
I feel like there's definitely a DJ, like a real one that has that.
There is DJ Pending, and then there's a show called Can I Change This Later?
I mean, there's a band called The, so I feel like anything is possible.
They make some fire music, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I worked for them.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know you did
The.
When
does this happen?
It was last summer. My security job.
Oh my god, yeah.
Wild time.
Still waiting on that taser.
Oh yeah, well, it's okay. I have it.
Wait, they give you a taser?
Yeah.
Like you can take it home?
Yeah, but shh. Anyway, I'm DJ Speed Racer.
I'm DJ Funky Sauce.
And I'm DJ Ginger Artemis.
These are very good. I hope you guys all get Spinatron accounts one day and you can live out these dreams.
You bet.
Be a SoundCloud rapper.
I already am one.
Ooh. Wait.
Hannah, drop the link.
Okay. You can. I'll request it to be played next, Rose. Is that okay? next time, I guess. Next time.
You could just pass this off as your own, even if it's getting ID'd. You could just say that this is just you, mm-hmm. and no one has to
know.
Yeah,
I produced this. DJ yeah. Speed Racer, that's
Whoa,
all me.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Really making strides in the
Ginger
music
Artemis.
World.
That means so much to me. Ginger Artemis.
Okay. All right, we'll play some more music. We'll get back to y'all in a hot sec.
Mm-hmm. Something right, I'm feeling something right.
Okay, we're taking this back up. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed. This first one was actually a request from DJ Speed Racer. Would you like to announce what that song was? Tell us a little about it. Give us some flavor.
Well, I'm here for Cuco, and so I don't know who the chick is, but I thought she was pretty cool, too. It came out pretty recently, so it's actually the chick song, and she's featuring Cuco, but I'm here for him.
Yeah, is her name the chick?
Girl no. Ultra. It was Dame Love, and it's just a single, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got here. Next was Clara, which I feel like is very much like
she also has a song with Cuco. Do you know that one?
Yeah. Drown?
It's good. Good song.
So good. So, Clara is probably one of the faces. Her and Cuco are probably the faces of bedroom pop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely
Clara.
I think, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. It's a good single. It has a label, though. I thought she was supposed to be a whole DIY scene.
Yeah, I don't know too much about her. I know that one song, you probably know what it is. It's like the one that's always in like the YouTube suggestions, and it's just her singing with like no makeup on, just like in her bed.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Pretty Girl, that one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
I once had a time where I just walked Roger for 40 minutes and just listened to like all of Claro's music, and I can't remember any of it.
That's fair. Yeah. I love Cuco, but like I kind of feel the same way with him. Like some of his songs are very similar.
I mean, I can't.
Like
the
only one
to.
I know by heart is "Lover Is a Day," and that's my favorite one. But like, do you know that one?
I know. There's another one I really liked, and I listened to it like 3 years ago, and I really liked. I favorited it, and I can't remember what the name is.
Mm. He performed on "Colors," so it might have been that one.
No, it was like, you know, like when, you know, like the obvious rips from Bandcamp, like when someone puts up like a really aesthetic cover and you know that's not the official, but that is what YouTube gave you.
Oh, wait, if it's a cover, it might have been Melting, because that's a Kali Uchis cover.
I mean by cover, like the album cover, they just put that one on. The one with the rose on it.
Oh, okay.
The pink one?
I think that's the second album.
See, yeah, I'm gonna take you on your word because I really don't.
I feel like you guys could be talking about literally anything right now.
Well, we're gonna see him next month. I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
Yay.
It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna coming off of work.
Oh
maybe
yeah.
Maybe you'll be in business Satan clothes still.
Show up in style.
Honestly.
No, maybe I will too, so we won't be alone.
Oh, yes.
Show up business casual.
Business casual.
Roll up to the concert.
Roll up to the bedroom pop concert.
We'll get Christian on it as well.
Tux on.
Please. Oh, I love this. Okay. All right. Do you think we should do Metric first, or do you think we should go in with some more alternative? Or we can read a PSA.
Liz. I mean, excuse me, DJ, what's her name?
I think it was, what was it, Funky Sauce?
Yes.
Yeah.
I found a very intense PSA. Should I read it?
Yeah, speak up, too.
Go for
All
it.
All right. Do I just go?
Okay. Yeah.
Tired of airplane noise? Call Massport Noise Complaint Line 617-561-3333. Online at www.bostonwestfairskies.org/noisecomplaints.html. Please help stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of... I'm sorry.
Oh, no. She can't read.
DJ, no names.
Sorry.
Okay, DJ Speed Racer. Where did you leave off?
At times.
Okay. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, animal distress. Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today. www.westfairskies.org. Check website for our next meeting.
Meetings?
Okay, this is actually a really good PSA. We get I don't know if you both noticed, but we are directly over a fly pattern.
Yeah.
That keeps happening, and I've actually called that number. I called mass.
Oh, you air called them really? Before.
Yeah, I did that.
Were you experiencing noise pollution?
Yeah, totally.
High blood pressure.
Animal distress.
We really are right in that path where all of that happens.
Well, they changed it a little while ago for it to be this area.
They did, and so what they're supposed to do. So we're one of the few actual world cities that have their airport right near their city.
Yeah.
We're not to, like, you know, everyone else, they kind of, you know, run it way out into the not really their city anymore.
Yeah.
But, so what they do, allegedly, is they try to switch off. So no person gets that much noise pollution.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of get an inordinate amount in the Medford area. So,
to be honest, like, living in it for this long, like, I don't even notice it.
Same.
It was great to fly back into, but not so far when I moved here. It's a 15-minute drive. I was like, oh, thank God I can go back to bed.
Especially around here. You just take the 93, and you're set. You are literally in the neighborhood.
That was nice, but the rest of it, loud.
Then you have to hear everyone else.
Yeah, when it's me, but no one else.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
I mean, I'm probably not the best candidate to rate noise pollution because I grew up on a main road, so I'm like listening to trucks and trains go by all day. So,
and you're also
you grew
like
up in Mass, not Maine.
What?
Oh my God!
No. Well, I guess it is Boston Ave.
Yeah.
Like, around here, which I know you're by. I'm giving that very loosely, because I don't want people to know where you live. You're nearby. But anyway, you also probably experience a lot of college parties, or at least,
Right
Friday,
next door.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Because there's no places you can do it on campus anymore because most of the frats have shut down. So often you rely on your upperclassmen who don't have RAs and you don't have anyone. Often they just let people know around. So.
Wait, your upperclassmen don't have RAs?
They live off campus.
Oh,
yeah.
Though actually, we do have a dorm. Our senior dorm doesn't have an RA, and the suite I lived in this year basically didn't have one. Hmm. I didn't know his name.
Oh, so you had one, but it was mostly just a name.
It was on the DL.
The title.
Yeah. And in fact, I think he was actually one of the more he actually was gone the day of move out. I locked myself
Wait, don't
out
you guys have to check
dorm.
Out with him?
Yes!
What?
I locked myself out of my dorm.
Oh, no!
And, like, I called TUPD, and they're like, and they were like, okay, I'll point you to Res Life. I go to Res Life. They're like, hey, talk to your RA. I call him, no response. Text him, and again, no response.
Wait, so was everyone else, like, freaking out as well? Like, was it just absolute chaos?
Well, everyone else wasn't locked out.
Oh, okay.
Everyone else wasn't locked out.
But, like, don't they still have to check out with someone?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to that soon.
Okay.
It actually filters back into what happened. So what happens is that I go down, I knock on the door of his suite, and some dude opens the door, and he's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, is my RA here? I'm locked out. And he's like, he's not here right now. And then I look down, and there's a bundle of envelopes where the key drop-off is, because you're supposed to check out with your RA. So all he did was you had these, like, empty envelopes, you dropped your key in, and you sign. And normally there's supposed to be someone, like, looking at it going, okay, the bed isn't on fire, there's no ants climbing the walls, that's fine, we'll check you out.
Couldn't someone just open the envelopes and take the keys?
So that's what I did. So I was like, okay.
Good for you.
My sweet mate had just moved out that day, and so I was like, can I just take her key?
I mean, why
and
not?
He's like, I wonder who the guy was, the guy that opened the door, like his stand-in? His clone?
Who knows?
Maybe it was him the whole time.
No, so we'll get to that later. So I'm with my dad, and he's helping me check out. I take out the key, get into my own dorm, and then drop off my own key because I finally got in there.
Yeah.
I'm driving back with my dad, and we're on Winthrop. And I get a text from my RA like, hey, I'm out of town right now. Call to UPD. And I'm like,
a little late there, bud.
It was bad.
I'm out of town right now. Okay.
For the last day of moving out.
Be back soon. Like,
is this allowed? Like, I feel like that's not allowed.
That should not have been allowed.
Yeah, because Gordon has people such a strict checkout policy. Like, I think it's $20 or $25. I forget. Like, there's a fine if you're late at all. And then for every minute you're late to your assigned checkout time, they add $1 for every minute that you're late.
What if there's, like, a big line?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's why you sign up for checkout time.
Oh, beforehand. I see.
Like,
okay.
A Google Sheet or something?
Yeah. Well, it's, like, outside your RA's door. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
We had a basic one like that. But the thing is, I also never made a checkout time. But neither did, like, anyone. Because I got one email from him. He's like, hey, here's a Google Sheet if you know when you're leaving. And I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my last final was on the last day of finals. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if I was going to leave that day or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's kind of moot because he was gone.
Yeah.
So we don't have any checkout. Honestly, as you get farther up, RAs become less and less visible.
Yeah.
I don't even think I had an RA when I was in Dublin for a bit. I never met anybody, and they just kind of were saying, oh, yeah, you live in a suite. Maybe you'll meet your RA. And I thought, maybe. Like, there's a maybe. I never saw anyone the whole time. I was like, okay, that's fine. Just what are we doing?
Maybe they were out of town. Maybe they went together.
The whole semester, just by.
That feels right, honestly.
It was nice.
They went out of town to an RA training session.
They never came back.
Honestly, I swear, I actually didn't really know my suite mates all that much. One person I saw about 3 or 4 times, and one of them was actually out. I actually didn't see many people in my dorm. There was just one person that kept making a mess in the kitchen, and I just wanted... I knew
Mm-mm.
who it was.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. I couldn't pin him. So I couldn't, like...
Should have set up cameras.
Right?
You leave your phone out all night just to record.
Like, take fingerprints or something on the mess.
So bad.
There's that one nice girl, though, right? Like, she left little notes and, like...
She was really good.
I saw one of her little notes.
I just never talked to her. I actually didn't know what year they were in. I didn't know what major they had.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them. Oh, no, I knew one. Maybe. Actually, I'm not gonna go on record for that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, dorm life.
Dorm life, it's something.
It's something.
When I lived in a dorm once long ago, it was horrendous. I didn't know anyone, but, like... There was always, like, 1 to 2 toilets out of order. Like, kids got in trouble, like, all the time for vandalism. So much so that they, like, sent multiple emails saying, like, you guys are going to have to pay for all this if no one confesses.
Oh my God.
It was such a mess.
I've not heard good things about UMaine.
Yeah, no. Mm. They had pretty good food, though, I will say.
That's good.
But,
something.
You know, kept me going.
Life gives you wings.
Pushing.
Ours was, the facility wasn't bad. I have had my ceiling flood twice in my Tufts career. First one, I had Anime Boston that morning, so I just
took out a waste
basket.
I remember that.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah,
like, I'll be back later for this.
Literally that.
Wait, how full was the bucket you put under?
Like halfway, actually.
Okay.
I don't know what
that's not too bad.
That's pretty good for
thankfully.
A whole
day.
Yeah, luckily the rain kind of let up. In the afternoon.
That's good.
Second time, I got 2 holes in my ceiling in the main room because it rained really hard and we were on the top floor. So our couches were covered in water and plaster. And I put in a work order.
Oh my God.
And so I didn't hear anything from them. And then a couple weeks later, it rains again, and now there are 2 holes. And it's just like, I come out, and my one friend who I did know in the suite, darling Gary, I kind of come
out. Gary! I remember Gary.
Everyone remembers Gary. He's hard to forget. I'm living with him next year.
Awesome.
So,
you go, Gary.
Go, Gary.
Shout out to Gary.
Shout out to Gary.
DJ Gary.
Good luck, Gary.
Gary, Can I come home?
Play it next.
So he and we're just like in his trademark raspy voice. He's just like,
that's it.
Our ceiling's leaking. And I'm like, yes, it is. And the next day, I finally see one of the suite mates who I hadn't seen in a couple months, and he's like calling facilities, and he's like, do you have a work order ticket on this? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And then I never saw him again. So that's, yeah, exploits.
Wow.
You know what they say, flooded ceilings brings the whole family together.
United.
No one says that.
I really like my current dorm that I started living in last year. Yeah, because I lived at a more bougie one the first 2 years. Ooh. It was like all the way up on the hill, and it's like so out of the way to get there. Mm. And like the bike rack, you have to go behind, and you can't lock your bike in the front of the dorm because I got like a warning on my bike.
Oh my god.
So it's like so out of the way.
Your school's so strict, I feel.
It really is. Yeah. I still love it though.
It's good.
I had a private bathroom this semester. I think that was the best thing that ever happened to me in a dorm life, and I'm just glad to never have to live in a dorm again, honestly.
Same.
Like the thing is, my bougie dorm, like we had, it was a suite, so we had a private bathroom, and like it was supposed to be nicer, but I actually really prefer the res dorm that I was at. And I'm living there next year, too. And, like, my roommate Ashley and I were really lucky because we were placed right next to the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even though the whole floor shares it, it's, like, right next door. So it's, like, the same thing. And I never have to wait for the shower, too. So, like, it's perfect.
That's so good. I did not envy the people who are living next to the bathrooms at, of the dorms, like, because I lived in like a really big one. Like the first one I lived in was really nice. The first two of them, it was funny. They were like either all girls dorm or all girls floor, and it was really quiet like all day. But the second year I was living in one that was like co-ed, multi-year, and people. This was kind of like the biggest kind of thing when social life started really kind of have an identity crisis at Tufts, so a lot of people had parties in their own dorms, and I felt like, oh god, it was just bad. You know, people aren't good at handling themselves. I ended up, I hung out most of the time in my friend's dorm. We just had a couple like individuals kind of wander into our suite and go, hey, how do you get out of here? Such a way out of our dorms.
I did the same thing when I came to visit Tufts because Sebastian was there, and I was like, hey, how do we like get out of here? Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
a lot of people I know go here through Leo, my brother.
I wonder if there are any DJs.
I don't think so, but
DJ,
now I'm curious.
Trangali.
I have for you, Seb.
What? I have like all their names.
Oh, wait, why?
Oh, well, I have to bring them up, but
like for the schedule.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have all their names.
I know all of them on my list.
Track who you are and when you're coming in.
Dale, you haven't been here for 4 weeks. This is actually email you have to send, but. No. Anyway,
I'm prepping for the email.
What do you think? Should we do? We should probably do metric of the week and then move on.
Yeah, I'm always ready for metric.
Ready for metric?
They have good stuff.
Go go go!
It's the best thing. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy.
caffeine. Small talk, right up the plastic weather. Discussing compliments. I take my time, I'm not the forward thinker. You read my mind, better to leave it unsaid. Why can't I leave it unsaid? Yeah.
God, I love how you guys just, you guys are so ready.
We're ready.
Headphones. Yep,
excited.
So we got three songs in this core. First one was Satellite Mind by Metric from their fourth album, Fantasies. My favorite album, one I always play. Next, this was DJ Ginger Artemis. I think this was Talk Too Much by Coin from the album How Will You Know If You Never Try. Do you have flavor on this as your request?
Oh, yeah. I make a summer playlist every year on Spotify, and it's always resulted in one Coin song being on there. I think they just have that really upbeat, fun vibe. So I heard this one for the first time and thought, all right, let's go on the playlist. And it's just kind of been the week's anthem, but it might change next week. But right now, it's the week's anthem.
I saw Coin once.
What?
I saw Coin once.
Yeah, you did. Wait, didn't you both see Coin?
We did at different times. Because you saw them as an opener,
yeah.
And I saw them as a main act. But okay. I didn't see them for the main act. Wow. So I saw...
Interesting.
Yeah, I went to... I went for Arizona that was opening for Coin's headliner.
Okay.
So I just happened to be there for Coin's headliner, yeah. And I ended up really liking them.
I saw them as an opener for Neon Trees, and I ended up not liking them, mostly because of this, like, group of literally screaming fangirls right in front of us.
Oh, that can do it, yeah.
It was a bit much, but I think whenever I hear their stuff now, I'm like, oh, boppin', and then I find out it's Coin, and I'm like,
Yeah, I really like that album, How Will You Know If You Never Try, because that was their tour that they were doing when I saw them. And they also have a song called Hannah, and it's like, me.
That's you.
Wow.
Wait, have they made music after this?
No. Oh. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, wait, songs. They have.
What?
Sorry. I just haven't really listened to it. Yeah, it's coming out, like, they have a few singles out, and I don't think the full album is out yet, but yeah, I need to get on that, because I completely forgot that they did, but they do have new music.
Sounds like they need to get on it, too.
Yeah. Where's that marketing? Where's that YouTube algorithm?
I make that Coin.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah, I think they got rid of one of their members, though, because I remember there's, like, a really stoic bassist with, like, a fancy mustache, and, like, he's not in any of their promo videos. I'm like, did they just get rid of him?
Is he 2000s hipster?
He's gone.
Maybe.
I guess so. He's so 2000 and late.
Yeah. Too many Pabst IPAs for him.
Nice. That must have been really specific.
But it's true.
But I got it.
A Google result lists four members, so I don't know.
Paramore has had,
Paramore's been rotating.
Is she a single artist now, or does she still have the two guys?
So she's still, okay, my friend showed me an actual infographic of, like, the Paramore over time. So Hayley Williams is the only constant part of Paramore.
Oh, really?
And everything else is just not constant at all.
I thought it was always her and, like, two guys, but I guess they've switched around.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought, yeah, like, basically whatever they did for, like, whenever Misery Business came around, I think probably just stuck in my mind and stayed there. But yeah.
I do really like the last Paramore album.
Which one was that again?
After Laughter.
Yeah.
Hard Times is really good. I really love Rose Colored Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Rose. What color is that? But that one's really good. There's, like, a slow one, and I forget what it's called, but it's really good. I think it's called, like, 22 or something. It's a number.
I just love how distinct her voice is.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, can always pick her out.
That's true. She did some collabs with Zed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Stay the Night.
Yes.
Good song.
Oh, I didn't like that one.
Oh, really?
I think they overplayed it on the radio.
That's true. That's really true.
I know I overplayed it, like, in my library because I loved that song.
I know. Remember, like, that time when 101.7 was a dance music station?
Yes.
Right?
I think there's still a country station now.
Yeah.
Which, when that switched over, I was bummed because they had good music.
Yeah. I really missed when it was WFNX, which was the alternative rock station. That's how we got into Metric, actually.
Oh.
At 9 o'clock, they did the top 5 songs and Metric Help I'm Alive was one on there.
Awesome.
And mom and I, we went to Newberry Comics, where there is no one, there isn't one anymore in Fresh Pond, and we got the album.
Is that like right when Fantasies came out?
Right when Fantasies came out, yeah.
Back when you could shop for music at Newberry Comics.
Stop!
I mean, yeah, but it's... They've definitely expanded a little bit out of... It used to, like, be the majority of the store was music racks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's true.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, they really kind of bought into the comic stuff. Mm-hmm. First of all, also, it was... We also played All Over by Cruiser. Just got to ID that. Also, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. There it is. They also got into the vinyl game, which I am so happy about because I am obsessed. Anyone listens to this show, they'll also know that.
Are you on like 50 now? 51?
I think I actually got one today that I backed on Curates, which is like a vinyl Kickstarter site. And so I think we're now on 53.
Like records that you own?
Yeah, we went through and counted them the last time I was at Tufts.
I'm so proud of you and your endeavors to make this a reality.
Yes, exactly. I have to bring the crate sometime. It's like a...
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very hefty.
Oh, do you do like record shows sometimes? Or?
I don't. I'm a little afraid of these turntables.
Have you ever seen anyone else using them? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it'd be... They have, like, so many random records in here. I feel like it'd be fun to do, like...
Like, you can produce and stuff.
To do, like, a random record show. Like, you just go around and pick out and play, like, a song off a random record.
That's what some people do. We have actually a museum quality quantity of vinyl.
Yeah.
So much so that it's actually a fire hazard.
Oh,
yeah.
And it is creating a
curve
in the floor.
Oh, in the floor.
Well, yeah, it is actually not... The structural integrity of the vinyl here is not necessarily that good.
I mean, maybe because they're in such concentrated stacks. Like, if the stacks were more spread out.
Maybe.
I never would have thought about that even being a thing that could happen. That's just totally... I was, like, sitting there, and you're explaining, and my mouth is just open, like, what? The vinyls? Infrastructure? What's that?
I mean, they're so thin, you can keep so many of them in such a small space.
Right. The problem is, though, is that they're surprisingly heavy, especially in large quantities. Mm. Higher quality, the good high-quality ones, and they will actually sell you on it, is 180-gram virgin vinyl. And it is, like, so 100... that's not, like... light. You kind of got some nice heft to it.
How many grams are in a pound?
It's I know 1 kilogram is 2.2 pounds. So
that actually sounds really familiar from physics.
So that's like the one metric system conversion I know.
Metric.
Wait, what? DJ No Name has something to say.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Here to say. Wait, I literally didn't hear what you said though.
Oh boy.
Yeah, 1 pound is 453 grams. So it's like a quarter pound.
Yeah.
That's hefty.
It's a hefty boy. And
round boy. Spinny boy.
Disky boy.
Music boy. Tune boy.
Tune boy. Exactly. It's really good. But that's really what they sell you on because it's hefty, it'll last a while. Often Japanese releases are kind of famous for their sound quality and will often have that weight.
Back to Newberry Comics.
Yes, please.
Did you say that like they switched over to comics?
No,
like,
they still do both, but they sell more in comics.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to say their comic section is still relatively small compared to their collectibles section.
That's true.
I wish that they did expand their comic and graphic novel section a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really depends on the store, too. Because some stores you'll find
Harvard's
that,
not. It's okay.
Yeah. The Harvard one has a lot of music, actually.
Tons. It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know they were that big on music. Because, with the name Newberry Comics, I would assume that they were very heavy on the comic aspect. Yeah.
Is that always their name? Newberry Comics? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah. It's also kind of weird because it's like, this is going to sound really pretentious.
Oh, go for it.
I'm ready. It's kind of, sometimes Newberry Comics is really good when you know it's going to be a really popular thing. Like, you, if you know that, like, if you heard about it through Facebook, it's gonna be at Newbery Comics.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But if you want to get, like, really weird stuff, you're gonna have